let's talk footballers have talent, and let's talk to a man that's he's actually turned GP now. It's Kenny Dukar, and he joins us now on TalkSport. Good evening, Kenny.
Evening.
Good evening.
Thanks very much for joining us. Jeff Stelling calls you the good doctor. When did you qualify, and why become a doctor?
2003, I qualified, played part-time football during sort of training and things, and I worked full-time for a year. I think it's what I always wanted to do. My dad was a GP. They kind of encouraged me, I suppose. I was quite like my dad, so it seemed like the right path to follow. The computer, football kind of just happened, really.
So how long did it take to qualify as a GP?
It's five years at university, and then it's at least another 5 years after that, working in different posts and gaining experience in general medical specialties, and before you get the green light to practice independently as a GP.
Wow, that's incredible. How difficult was it combining doing that and studying to become a GP, and also, you know, your playing career as well? How difficult was it to combine the two?
Yeah, it was difficult because I was getting pulled in a couple of different directions. I was trying to keep a bit of studying going and also work as a doctor while I was playing for a few different teams, Gretna, St Johnston. It was difficult at times because obviously your commitment first and foremost as a full-time footballer was to the football club, but I also had a job to go to in the hospital, and that wasn't something I could take lightly either, so it was getting pulled in different directions at times, but it was important that I kept up to date and things so that I had something to fall back on, because I wasn't making the kind of money at football that I could have retired on, so I needed to sort of protect myself and make sure I had something at the end of it.
As a fellow target man like myself, and obviously an eye for goal, I've got to mention this: 6 hat tricks in one season. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, you've obviously stepped back and away from football and now come back. Is that because you miss it? You know, you've gone away and you're obviously being a GP. Have you then missed the football side of it?
Yeah, I suppose I didn't think I really missed it for the couple of years that I was away. There was a lot of other things going on in my life, and I didn't really think I did. But then I went back to play with Arbroath to get fit for the Medical World Cup, to play for the British medical team.
How did you get on?
We quarterfinals. A few hard luck stories, obviously, being a British team, but it's every year, so we got a chance every year. So
didn't lose on penalties.
We didn't lose in penalties, no. We lost our 35-yard screamer, which was our only shot on target. But as I said, that's one of our half-luck stories.
Are you a practicing GP now, though, right now?
Yes.
And what, I mean, what, that's your day job, is it? Is that?
Yeah, Monday to Friday, and then a few sessions in sort of out-of-hours care as well. So, yeah, that's pretty much what takes up most of my time.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. It really is. And you had a spell at in America as well, playing, didn't you, for Real Salt Lake?
Yeah, over in MLS. That was a great experience. Something different to anything I had experienced in football before. Flying a lot of games, sort of schedule was a lot different. Wasn't really as settled as what it is back here with all the travelling that I wasn't used to. But it was a thoroughly enjoyable experience and one that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Kenny, I've got the shivers tonight. I'm a little bit. I actually don't. This is true. I don't actually feel too well today. And yesterday and today, I felt a little bit hot and then cold. I don't particularly have time to go and see a doctor. So, what do you recommend?
Well, most doctors would probably say it sounds like a virus and take some fluids and paracetamol. That's what my pals are always saying. And that's all that we say. So. I wouldn't like to disappoint anybody tonight.
That'll do. I appreciate that. And thanks for the advice. And thanks very much for joining us on TalkSport tonight. Fantastic, Kenny. And, congratulations on qualifying as a GP, also your football career, and good luck for the future.
Thanks very much for having me.
Cheers, Kenny.
Kenny Dukar there, footballer turned GP.